We're back again. I just lost my voice.
Oh no.
That's good for a radio show.
It's really good. Let me.
Very
oh
nice.
My god. Hang on.
Work it out.
Ty's dying this
Come
week.
On,
no,
dude.
Owen's dying. Oh, everybody on the Oh No Radio show is
it's
dying.
It's because I haven't cracked a beer
oh,
yet.
That's why.
What it is.
There you go.
Take a little sip.
A little bit of America.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, makes you right up. America juice show juice. Ladies and gentlemen, this is another episode of the Oh No Radio show. We've had quite the extensive night. By now, you probably know that I'm Owen, the captain of the shit ship, and that I'm sitting here with Zach.
Hello.
Ty.
Hey, man.
And Tom.
Yo.
And we're gonna sort of switch the mold of the evening.
Switch it up, dog.
Because, man, am I stressed. Ooh, there was so much. There was too much party.
There was a lot going on.
There was a lot going on.
It felt pretty good.
There was so. Oh my god!
Come
but it,
on.
It
a
was
lot,
fun.
A lot going on.
It was fun.
It was a party for sure.
It was a party, and it was
the
it
party
was,
machine did show up.
The party machine,
and it lived up
was
to
in
its wrap.
Full effect.
They were
in
too much party effect. For me. It,
oh my god.
Me.
Like, we consider ourselves pretty, you know.
I'm spent. I don't even know if I can do this show.
I've gone to a party, you know, a time or two.
You've
oh,
done
yeah.
it.
But that was a party.
That was a party.
I never, you know, I've never been to
their,
that kind
I mean,
of party.
Their mere presence was a party. Their persona, their musk, it was all party. I was getting drunk standing near those guys. A
yeah.
party. Party drunk.
And you wanted to actually party more just
with
being
them.
Around them. With them. Exactly.
With them. They just, they were like the siren song. They were like, come party.
So ultimately, yeah, if you didn't hear the first segment of the show, you're going to want to go ahead and go back and listen to that.
Download that. Through iTunes.
You're millennials. You know what that shit
you
is.
You know
it's easy.
What I'm
Click
talking
Click the thing.
About. Click the thing.
It says
it's
there.
It's pretty fucking simple.
It really is.
My
Zach.
Mom could do it, man.
Yeah. I mean, and you can
Sorry,
even
mom.
Like.
Love you, Mom.
You can even sort of like just search for things too, you know?
Yeah,
like
man.
You don't even. Like just
get
do that.
Get crazy.
Just do that.
Oh no is pretty easy to spell.
I have to agree with that.
I still think people have problems with it.
Are they leaving out the H?
They leave out the H.
Come on, man.
That's such a rookie
we're not
mistake.
Trying to be it's... that kitschy.
Yeah, come on. We're oh no, man.
Come on, you know, man.
Like,
there's a there's a proper fucking H there.
Come on, there's an H there. Of course there is.
Oh no.
Speaking of proper grammar in English, we had Mark Hales in last week.
Mark.
We didn't have Tom here.
No, we just missed each other again, Mark. We're like Sleepless in Seattle. Eventually, you and I are going to meet up, bro.
One day.
Maybe not in romantic fashion.
No, I feel like...
But check it out. I'm drinking one of your beers, Mark.
I feel
Rock
like you
it.
Deliberately... I feel like you deliberately... stayed out of the equation.
Why?
I feel
you,
like
you think
you,
I fear Mark.
I feel like you. Yep. I feel like you.
I fear Mark, and I met him like.
Well,
three
here's
times.
The here's
yeah.
the deal. I don't
we
know. Do you feel
Mark.
Good being in a room with two British people? I don't yeah. know. especially one hoisting
fun.
A flag. Am
yeah.
I at a? Am I at a fucking?
What's going
a
on?
Red coat meeting? The fuck's going on?
Hey, man. I will.
But
remind
I love
you.
Your beer.
Yes, so you're the first one that actually asked, hey man, can I have one of those specialty beers
yeah.
that Mark brought over?
I want to have a little piece of Mark.
Yeah, so he's the first one that has actually cracked one, even though we were going to do that on a later show and what? Sample some beers.
Which we can still
know.
Do, there's still plenty
Tom,
more.
Oh, don't
Tom
worry,
over,
I'll spoil it. I took care of the worst one, so you guys are good. You guys are in for a great tasting sesh.
Yeah,
thanks, Owen.
Yeah, I looked at that one.
He
I'm
told
like,
me which one to drink.
Yeah, I'm like, you can have that one.
And now I'll plug it. It's Sneck Lifter by Jennings.
Sneck.
It was described to me as Christmas in a sip. Maybe a Christmas where I wasn't happy with some of the gifts I got. Yeah.
Okay, the name of the beer is Sneck Lifter. What the fuck does
Sneck
that mean?
Are you sure that's the one he described as Christmas in a
yes,
sip?
Yes, 100%, because it's the only
I
one that
Christmas
you didn't get from
on
that brewery.
The finish. There's some Christmas there. It's a dark, as it is advertised, it is a dark, strong ale. Mm. It's a brown town.
Back
it's
to my
taking
question, Owen, what is a Sneck Lifter?
I have no idea what a Sneck
what
Lifter
what is a Sneck?
Is. I don't know what a Sneck is.
All right.
Should we look it up?
We do have the
yeah.
Googles.
Oh, here All we right. go. Did they even write about a Sneck?
It's probably in that.
Oh, here.
He gave you
a sneck is a latch on a door or window.
A sneck lifter. Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah. It said lifter. A sneck is a door latch, and a sneck lifter was a man's last sixpence with which he would hit the latch of the pub door and buy himself a pint. You guys have the dumbest fucking lores and legends.
It's the
man.
Best. That is well. How is that?
And guess
That's
what?
Amazing.
And guess what? Shocker! They're all about drunk people.
They're all good though. They're all good. I did want to talk about a couple of things this week. I mean, first off, we got to get through the like general maintenance of the thing. Ty is alive, everyone. We can
cheers to that, Ty. Cheers to you, man.
Rabble.
To live another day, Ty.
You're a snack lifter again.
Ty is the OG snack lifter.
I think he lifted one too many snacks.
Yeah, you've been had.
Ty, can you give us the breakdown of the events? Can you give us the Rescue 911 quick version?
Well, all right. So after the show last week.
We need dramatic like reenactment music.
We do. Okay, I'm on it. Don't worry about it.
Hold on.
Hold your thoughts.
It's good.
Basically, we had a fantastic podcast last week, and I felt like catching Kaylee over at Little Indies on the way home.
Naturally,
The start of it.
A couple drinks with a couple friends that just happened to be there after after the show.
Yay.
And I spent, I'll call it an hour and a half there. Not that long, but I had a good four old fashions and two shots that were just given to me because the bartender were cool.
You're tall. You're funny.
Yeah, whatever.
you're wearing awesome pants.
Yeah.
And thank you. There we go.
It's very dramatic music. I like it.
I realize I'm getting drunk as fuck. I'm like, I should go home and eat because that would be a proper thing to do.
Uh-huh.
And I basically, from that moment, I don't remember shit. I just got really pukey and really sick for a good 2 days. I was just hanging out, puking, being sick. My puke count, off the charts. I mean...
off the charts.
I'm talking...
off the charts.
I'm talking a mountain of puke. My porcelain on my toilet is forever stained.
Ooh.
What sort of... do you do the orangey puke, or are you yellowy, or what are you...
Very bloody.
I went full
Were you like Roy G. Biv, like all colors of the rainbow?
Full
there
dark?
There was a couple... every now and then I don't know what that means.
Hang on. Full dark? That is just the most terrifying...
Yeah.
Like black? Not
I'd rather
black.
It be blood.
Not quite black. I'm talking dark. I'm talking crimson dog.
Ooh. Wow. Like, whoa.
It was dying.
I had a minute of death.
Okay, so
anyways,
then.
You guys all know I have stomach problems and shit, but
this is making it so much better.
I definitely pushed myself over the limit when I drank, and I, you know...
the fucking, like, the lesson part of it. All right, Ty, what'd you learn?
And what I learned is I can't push myself. Just can't push myself that far. I like to fucking party. But I've learned some lessons.
Okay.
And you're going to end up in a coffin or a hospital bed for life with one leg if you don't stop your bullshit. You have to just treat your body better now, man.
Y'all know I like to party, but I think I'm going to keep my party.
Turn this fucking shit off, Ellie. What is this garbage?
Oh my God.
He's letting this ride.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep my party a non-alcoholic.
It was funny
party.
For a second.
Yeah, no, fucking with
you. I'm going to give it up.
Well, I wish you the best in that, in your pursuit,
dude. I might have an occasional cocktail, but I'm not going out to get drunk ever anymore.
Now, take us through, what's your experience coming out of the hospital, though? Like, were you just like, fuck hospitals?
I had my patience was fucking tried in that place, man. It wasn't... The politics.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Ty about his experience at the hospital recently. Okay.
Tell us how it was, Ty.
Yeah, Ty, so what happened there?
There was a lot of hot nurses.
Really?
That's what I want to get to.
What are we talking? It's all races, every race?
Yeah, were you getting some MILF-style nurses?
Like young...
Wow.
Nice.
Did they touch you?
Shapely
Supple.
Booties.
Ooh.
The first girl
bedpan?
I had.
Bedpan.
Oh, I am telling you, she wanted to wash everything.
Really? Like sponge bath?
Oh, yeah. She,
and she, and you didn't
she was like looking at me like,
Ty, why
are
did
you going to take
that
your pants
down?
Off? And
really?
I was like, I wasn't quite ready for all that right then. I was still feeling
I don't know
shitty.
When you're never ready for a hot nurse to bathe you down.
If it was maybe the day after, I would have been all about that.
Okay.
I picture Ty in his hospital bed. He's got the, you know, the traditional gown on, whatever you got to wear. He's still wearing his zebra stripe pants underneath.
Yeah.
Actually,
sir, you
I
can take your hat
dog.
Off here and here. He still has the cool hat on.
That's actually Ty with no pants on is the zebra.
Those are his legs.
Those are his legs, actually.
And his puts, zebra legs.
He puts leg skin pants on to cover his zebra
so
legs.
So, Ty, did you watch a lot of Wheel of Fortune while you
I
were there?
I watched nothing but fucking Animal Planet.
Oh, that's
and,
cool.
God.
How's the food, bro?
terrible.
They got Jell-O, right? The Jell-O's pretty good. Is that still a thing?
I mean, I'm still, like, my shit was controlled diabetic diet.
You're not allowed the Jell-O.
I was allowed Jell-O, but I didn't fucking want Jell-O anyway.
Didn't want the Jell-O?
Didn't do it.
Didn't do it.
And yet you show up eating the Slim Jim. A big old Slim Jim.
He snapped into one fiercely earlier.
Macho man.
So what was the feeling like when you eventually, you know, got out of there? Like
you broke free.
It felt so good to get home. And I mean it. You guys know my one vice. That shit really
did. I bet it just put you into a good place.
I had a good melting moment. Turned on the fucking turntable. Played some jams.
Mm.
And then I actually played guitar. Like it felt good to fucking,
therapeutic.
I needed to play music for myself.
You should write a hospital album about your experience and call it the hospital album.
What kind of music did you play, Ty? What was your coming out of the hospital music?
Was it like the music Owen played earlier? Yeah. The real screamy cry, like I'm afraid I'm gonna cut myself. Shit,
it was straight funk. It was
okay.
Funk.
Oh, okay. You have two. Yeah, was it this?
Was this?
Oh, and stop queuing up your morning playlist.
Is this your jam?
Good morning, Owen.
Is this what you wake up to coughing and just scratching your ass?
Time to get your tea.
I got a plan next week's show. This is my motivation.
I feel like Owen needs a man bun to listen to this music.
Can't wait to get to the factory.
I could not be further from the goddamn truth of what actually goes on in my life.
I'm sure there's some more hateful music with angry lyrics in it.
Well,
we love you, Ty.
I love you
guys. Back.
Listen, I tend to, I'm trying to be a better adult in my 30s.
I think we're all trying, and we're
thankful that you're alive. You know, so
he gets right to the point.
Yeah, like Owen said, he couldn't get a hold of you for days. So
I couldn't. I left him voicemails and shit.
It was wild.
It's weird because even us talking in the backroom thread all the time, it's like, hey, is Ty? Everybody talk to Ty?
Is he alive?
Is he cool? Is he kosh?
You're on the Ono Radio show. Who's this?
Hey, it's Jessica Pauly.
Yay.
Hey, it's Pauly.
Jessica Pauly.
What's up?
I was just standing at the counter at the convenience store wondering why I was buying chocolate chip cookies and chocolate milk.
Oh. I think I know
you
why.
You guys got me high as shit.
That's not...
Hey, you can't
No. Don't blame us. That's
that might have been a second high from APM.
That was totally all their fault.
I got a contact buzz, but it's your fault.
That's a great promo for the show. She just got high standing around American Party Machine.
Yeah, blame it on American Party Machine.
They got you high, Pauly.
I just wanted you guys to know that I'm stoned.
Rock it.
Fucking lot.
All the love.
Love you, Paul.
Enjoy those cookies.
Yeah. What type you get?
Yeah, Amos chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, those are good. The famous Amos.
They never disappoint.
You know what you do though with those? If you have the time and the ability, 30 seconds
you don't have
30 seconds in the microwave. Fucking change your cookie and for the better. Like, oh, now you got a gooey.
I don't think she has a microwave at the convenience store. Oh, yeah. Use the one there.
I was thinking about putting them in a bowl and eating them with the chocolate milk.
Wow. That's a good option.
That's thinking outside the box.
That
right
sounds
there.
Like dinner.
Yeah.
I'm definitely buzzed. Thanks a lot, you guys. Awesome. Well, that's your show.
Thanks again for coming by. It was awesome having you.
Later.
Yeah, well,
APM delivering a serious stoner punch. I don't know what she's talking about either. Yeah. There was no, I mean, just like I told you, we just got high standing near these guys.
Yeah, blame it on American Party Machine. You can go see them and get high with them.
Go, exactly. I swear to God. They just promised to hotbox out the fucking Abbey.
Well, they're requesting it as part of the
I don't feel like they request anything. They just get what they say.
I got a name. I got Dank Williams Sr. over here. That's my new...
That's your American
that's
Party
my American
Machine
Party
name?
Machine name. Yeah.
I like that name.
They christened you with that?
Yeah.
They did. So
I would have called you Ilford Brimley.
I thought we already called him that.
We are now. If we haven't before, we all now.
That's my new fucking Instagram or some shit.
So no.
Ilford.
I never got the chance last week with Mark here to tell you guys the saga of the futon.
There's a saga?
Yeah.
Dramatic music.
The one that you're sitting on.
I don't want to know what's happened.
The very one that you're sitting on right now, Tom and Zach. I had a bit of a battle. I had basically a day and a half of hell. Remember, Zach, how I was trying to actually do something where we're getting a new living room furniture set.
Okay.
Oh, damn.
thought, moving on up, the couch would actually be better in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about this. Right.
All right. Well, it didn't work.
We're sitting on a futon, so yeah.
To get a couch in here, of course, I've got to take that futon apart. Like,
it's a tight fit.
I went through fucking everything.
Wait, you failed to take the futon apart?
No.
Okay.
The futon got taken apart. It got taken apart. It got moved out of the room.
Okay.
So as to then move the
old couch.
The couch, from my living room into the studio. So you guys have that couch. And that did not work well. Now, first off, I decided to try and do it on my own.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Man? And it's a sleeper sofa. So there was about an hour.
Were you just waiting to get like Hulk strength to like muscle it through the door? Yeah.
Well,
does it even fit through the door?
That was probably the big fuck you.
Okay, it can fit through the door, but it can't do it at the angle.
Oh, it can't cut the corner. That corner
can't cut the corner. So I was stuck.
Physically impossible to get in.
I was stuck in this corner between my bathroom and my living room. I was stuck in this corner in this little hole with the sleeper sofa.
That's a fucking depressing moment.
Dancing with it every fucking try.
Sucks, man.
That moment,
I took the feet off the bitch. I had to pull the feet off. That'll gain me an extra four inches.
But it just didn't. It didn't
and
fit.
And still, you cannot physically get the angle. And if you look, all my fucking door jams and shit are all fucked up now. Like I scratched the shit out of stuff. I got bruises. I almost killed myself.
So fucking hard.
So that
man.
Moment when you had enough, you realized this is not fucking possible.
Yeah.
What was that feeling like? Because you went through all that work and then you just I got to do that.
It was seriously,
I got to put it all back together.
All that to get to the point of even moving the couch in here was probably 3.5 hours of work. Not even joking, right? Because I'm having to move a ton of other stuff, especially in this studio, to make a path to get this thing in here and all that stuff. So I'm moving everything, and then I have to move everything in the hallway. I have to move everything, bookshelves and space things out in the living room. I have to move everything in the house.
I love this.
To get the
That's
couch.
The ultimate feng shui.
I love this because you actually kind of tried to plan it out.
He kind of did.
Your heart was in the right place.
You measured the futon out. You had the tape measure out. You made sure that fit.
The footprint of the actual couch.
But it's not going to make that little corner chasm there.
It can't make the turn.
That sucks.
And
hey,
so
hell of a try.
It was a brutal thing. Basically, I had to then put the couch back together. Me and Teresa had to put the futon back together. And let me tell you, was a journey and a half in itself. Because at that point, I'm dead. I haven't eaten all day. I've been drinking beer and I've been on this moving shit around project.
Yep.
Trying to be.
Yep, been there.
Trying to extremely productive for the day,
and you realize you just wasted all
and
that time.
And I realized I wasted. The
there's
whole
a little
thing.
Bit of there's that just, taste of I, defeat
shame.
In your mouth.
Oh, it's all over the
and
place.
You, every time you chew, you taste it.
So I have to essentially spend the next. I gave up at a certain point in the day. I made things comfortable enough in the living room and kind of gave up on all this. There was shit everywhere.
You carried it over to the next day.
And it carried over to the next day. And as soon as – and then
you
I got –
woke up and had to look at your
I
defeat.
I did.
The mess you've made.
The mess I've made. And then – at that point, all I'm doing is praying that I can get everything back together the way it was.
Yeah, before you disrupted
before I
it.
Had the 6 hours invested in the goddamn thing.
There's no turning back at that point.
And so what I did for my last weekend off from work was I basically disassembled all of that and all of that and then put it back exactly
the way
in the same
it's a day well
place
spent.
That it was. You know, fucking
a lot
good
accomplished.
Use of my time. A lot accomplished. So
let's just say Cheers. If we know anybody that needs to break down some fucking futons and sofas, I'm calling your ass.
Well, dude, this fucking futon is a mystery on how it works. It's not anymore.
What did
but
you have to
was.
Use? Did you have to use Allen keys
dude,
and shit?
This fucking little
thing
is
Allen
the only
key,
tool
bro. Yeah.
that you need to take that thing apart.
And that,
right?
And that to me is the biggest fuck you to IKEA furniture.
And
is their little way of making you just fucking use the worst tools.
This isn't IKEA. This is like a nice...
No, this is a nice...
I don't know where that comes from.
This is a fairly nice futon, actually. Yeah.
The problem is, though... Like,
little ass tool.
It's not like dorm room quality futon.
It's hard to tell when you take it apart and put back together which way the fucking like tray, because it has to split in like this exact method and everything. Like we put it together sort of backwards the first day, me and Teresa, and she's just like, well, fuck it. They're going to have to just lean then, is what she basically said.
I would have been right there with it. I would have said, fuck it. You guys want to get rid of it anyway? I would have been like, let's go buy fucking two chairs, like two more little stand-up chairs. Fuck them. I don't give a shit. I'm not putting this thing back together.
To her credit, the next day then, I had it just in my head. Like, we had this horrible experience of an hour and a half of me and her just trying to put this goddamn futon back together. And we got it enough together, but wrong. And then she looked it up in bed. We're going to sleep. She's looking up like futon design, and like she finds something on YouTube is like how to build the same goddamn futon. She shows it to me, and I'm like, oh yeah.
What?
I have to relate to what you're going through, man. Because I feel some of the biggest fights I've ever gotten into was when my girlfriend and I were either
putting together
moving
furniture
or building or just fucking sorting out furniture. I don't know what it is about that. It's like gasoline to the fire.
Like, you're not holding it right.
Yeah, you're not holding it right. Or fine, you do it. I can't tell you how many times that gets said.
It's so true.
But come on, right? I mean, for sure. So there's something about furniture and couples.
She says I'll do it, and then I'm like, no, you fucking won't.
I like the last time me and my girlfriend moved, we bought some new furniture. I'm like, okay, you go build that. I'm gonna build this. I saw my problems.
That's a good setup.
You go over there. You do your thing. I'm gonna do mine. And then the whole time, I'm looking at her and she's doing it wrong. Oh. I can tell from over here. So it didn't work. I was still pissed. Damn, I'm like, what are you doing? I got to go and fix your shit.
Isn't that the worst when you got to sit by and watch them do it wrong or something? That's the worst. Well.
At least what we did accomplish together was we got the frame together. So even though like the tray that holds the seating element wasn't correct, the frame was sort of together. And now we've got the bolts back in and threaded and everything, like it's a solid thing again, you know, like we can work with this.
So
what I did, I came home, beat her home, and it was the first thing on my fucking mind.
Gotta build it.
All on my own again.
I'm gonna do this shit.
I did that shit, and I'm like, I didn't necessarily take it apart. I just loosened everything enough to like wiggle the shit out.
Yeah.
And then I literally just had to like flop this other thing back over, get it back in its grooves, and like push it against the wall and hold it to screw it back together.
That's exactly what the instruction manual says to do. I guarantee.
In specifics.
Push this over, wiggle it in, throw on the screw.
You know that's the truth, though. Oh, we got Duncan calling. The Mile High correspondent himself is calling us. What's up, buddy?
Speaking of high people.
Oh, yeah, what?
We're talking furniture fights, man.
Furniture fights.
No, I know.
You've had a furniture fight?
That's what leads me. Oh, well, first of all, you guys have met my wife. Mm-hmm. She is a sweetheart.
Sure is.
Nothing frustrates her more than having to assist me build a piece of furniture.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to build a piece of furniture with Duncan.
Oh, you'd fucking...
I don't want to build furniture with me.
Duncan would break the furniture over your face.
Yeah.
Like, God damn it.
Assemble it and then wrestling break it over your back.
Exactly.
or choke slam you into it.
I think part of the problem with the whole scenario, Duncan, is that if you do it exactly like the instructions say most of the time, it doesn't work. You do have to sort of like get inventive.
You're on your own.
No.
Yeah.
Famous last words.
They're going to give you like 90% of what you need to do. Yeah. You got to tweak that 10%.
Yeah. There's room for what I like to call improvisation.
Yeah, great.
Right. You don't necessarily have to follow every instruction.
And you know, I tend to even get ahead of myself. I'm like, look, if these two were like this, I see there's the hardware. The other two have to be like that. Obviously. I just feel like, I got this, like, man. I got this. And then usually I have to take it apart again.
Artistic license, Tom.
Thank you. Yeah.
What is the worst piece of furniture you've ever had to put together?
Oh, fuck.
I know specifically it was a fucking desk. It was a desk, and that desk sits and haunts me and reminds me of what it put me through. It's the desk in my office, and I hate that fucking thing. And every fucking time we've moved, We've had to take it with us. Yeah. And every other time it breaks or there's a fight and I'm like, really? Are we keeping the desk? When's the desk going to the curb? It's the desk.
It's one of those
desk.
Is it one of those it's an object of furniture that you have to assemble almost where it will live because you can't get it through
it's
doorways.
It's so massive.
And then every time you have to move it, Teresa had one of those desks as well.
That's
and
that desk. I
and
bet
she
it's the
held
same desk.
Onto it for fucking years.
Oh, yeah.
And I moved it like four or five. The final last time before we moved into this place.
I want that time to be now.
I smashed the fuck out of it. Like, I have no
office space stuff.
It was the worst.
Oh, man.
Oh, and then I just carried it out in pieces and threw it in the dumpster.
I would have had
it
a fire and burned
amazing.
It. Yeah.
But no, Duncan.
Fuck furniture.
You feeling good post-wedding?
Next is on the floor.
You haven't assembled any furniture since you got married, I take it?
No. There's been no furniture assembly.
You put the birdcage together. Which is a squirrel cage.
I did put the squirrel cage together.
I did want to ask about the squirrels.
Yeah, how are the squirrels?
You have squirrels?
Squirrels are great.
Yeah, yeah, squirrels.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm in on this. Okay.
Well, Tom wasn't. Yeah. He didn't
go
to Denver.
I guess
so
I didn't go to Denver, so
squirrels.
I'm not cool enough to know about your squirrels. Tell me about the squirrels.
Do they
live in your beard
squirrels.
Sometimes? Tell me.
They will.
Oh,
they
God. Glorious. They will. Glorious.
We rescued a couple of baby squirrels. They got orphaned outside of our house. And they now live in a 4-foot-tall ferret cage.
Pretty baller.
In our living room.
You're going to be like a stoner Snow White with little squirrels on your shoulder.
Yeah.
Just a menagerie of animals.
Feeding them little edible pieces.
My weedy friends.
Yeah, little pot-laced
He's hand-rearing some squirrels.
I love it, Duncan.
He goes to Walgreens, picks up some unsalted nuts, and throws them their way. And,
I can't wait to see some of your paintings soon.
I'm trying to grow out the afro, but my hairline is just too receding.
Eh, go for it.
Yeah, just go for it.
A wig will do.
Did you enjoy?
A wig will do.
Duncan, did you enjoy our interview with American Party Machine?
Right up your alley.
Oh my God, I was pretty much at a full mask the entire show.
I thought it was an episode of Oh No Wrestling that I had a nightmare.
Yeah,
that
we get
I was
suckered
in.
Into this. What's going on?
We totally did.
I thought Duncan was going
to
pop out of the corner.
Welcome to our world.
Wires in my brain might have gotten crossed at certain points, and that is maybe my fault. But hey,
it took everything I had not to call in and be like, "All right, we're going to just go ahead and do a full Oh No Wrestling right now."
Well, we can use some of that stuff, too. Like, I wouldn't be opposed to chopping some of that out and using that as part of an
that
owner
was
wrestling. Like,
so
that
much
sense.
Fun. I just got to say, like, the real reason that I called was to say that segment was a hell of a lot of fun. And
oh, cool.
Thanks, man.
Dude, like, it was awesome from top to bottom. So, like, I am very much looking forward to the next Oh No showcase, and I'm going to be pumping the hell out of this one. So,
do you hear how annoyed I was?
What, talking about wrestling?
No, just did you hear how annoyed I was with? I was very annoyed with what
he
was
going
on
edge,
with the audio.
Very much.
I was very annoyed.
We didn't have that. I didn't have that.
I know. We did not experience the same show.
I think
that
it was
Owen
all
did.
In Owen's head.
Yeah.
Talk about wires.
Always all in Owen's head.
No. That makes sense. All the wrestling talk. Wait a minute.
We'll see it.
Everybody
pinch yourself real quick.
It's not a dream.
I think, Duncan, I'm going to let you go because I got to do some clips and shit, man. I got to keep the people happy. And I did. Maybe you can stay on the line for this one little anecdote because I don't know if you're familiar with the show Black Mirror, Duncan. I know, Tom.
I enjoy it. Yeah,
yeah.
Ty,
I've been digging the new. The
right.
news are good.
So yeah, there's a new season up on Netflix. I have no intentions of giving any spoilers away. I will just say, in one of the episodes, it focuses around a teen that essentially he gets caught like hacking of a webcam. While he's doing the deed, you know.
Pleasuring himself.
Right. So in the show, this is just something that was just, I don't know if this was the actor's choice or if this was direction or what this was, but there was something that really bothered me, right?
Really?
He jerked off And, you know, it's like a teenager in his bedroom. It's not like you see anything.
I know what you're going to say, like, even before you say it. I know exactly what bothered you.
Okay. So he goes into the bathroom, and he washes his hands.
Okay.
And then after he washes his hands, after he's done,
yeah,
he puts them up to his face, and he goes...
He smells his fingers.
Yeah, that's fucking weird.
Weird. Yeah, I agree too. And I even said to myself,
"That was exactly what you were thinking."
It was an off moment because I felt the same way when I saw the episode.
It was so really odd.
So okay, does it happen in the show like nonchalantly, or is this like a focused moment? Like
it's focused, but it's veiled. You know, like they show you. It's like it's before.
And we don't
want to
give anything.
No,
away
yeah,
either.
We're not giving much away. It's like it shows like him getting ready to jerk off, and then it cuts to just the moments after of the hand washing, but then Owen says he comes out, and then it's there's like, just a very it's a beat, you know what I mean? It like feels like it lasts for a while. They're just like just him like, smelling his fingers.
That's some twisted shit.
It was a very strange choice, directorial and by the actor.
You've already answered my question because I was going to ask. Obviously, I've been bothered by it.
It's a directorial choice. Obviously, if the director sat there and the editor cut it, it's what he wanted.
Duncan wanted
to smell his semen fingers.
You ever sniffed your semen fingers?
What we're getting at here?
I've never played myself, and I mean I've smelled my own jizz, of course, because I'm a dude, and I think we all have it.
It. I've never tasted it.
Feel in a very, it's a very mild odor. I don't know why you'd have to be like, I don't want anybody to smell the jizz on my hands.
The first time I smelled it was because I kept hearing rumors that it smells like bleach, and then like I'd smelled it, and I'm like,
you don't know
a little bit, but not
it
really.
It just smells like nothing. It doesn't smell like anything.
You don't know how that dude masturbates. It'll like, smell, right? In my mind, I thought he probably was putting that shit up his booty.
Maybe he's getting freaky and tapping the prostate.
After doing the booty, he just did the sniff to make sure. Maybe
so
it
he
didn't
smelled if he
like
had
booty.
Duty fingers.
That's not the implication in the show. Fuck?
Yeah, Ty. What kind of shit?
I was like, oh, a new Netflix show. Cool. I'm gonna check it out. And now I'm like, I don't want to see this at all.
Dude, all I know is Ty definitely stuck a finger up his butt and jerked off in the hospital.
I am not that freaky.
That was Ty the whole time at the hospital. Smelling his fingers.
Just the nurse was like, I have to come in here again and pull that out of your booty, we're going to have a problem.
Like, look, you can't stop me. It's what I do.
Sponge me.
Hey, man, everybody gets off a different way, okay?
That's right. Ty's got to milk his inside drape.
My God.
All right. Duncan,
what the fuck is this show, dude? What's going on?
See what APM does.
I'm
going
to try and get us back on track, by the way. And it's it's going to be at the hands of Peter. How would you say that? You're of German descent.
Freudian.
It looks Freudian.
He was a man that should. He was pretty much the most interesting man in the world.
Yeah, he is.
He's
a fucking giant monster, man.
He's 6'7", and he lived inside the cave of his breath. Now that is a literal thing, and it is explained. I'll explain it here
inside the cave of his breath.
Can you imagine the size of the animal that had to die for that guy to wear that fucking giant fur?
First
coat?
Off, he looks like pretty a sweet. Badass. He's wearing a fucking badass. Yeah. He looks dope. I mean, he's
he looks like that coat is fucking dope. Boris the Blade.
I'd hang out.
So the chick next to him is his wife Dagmar Fruchtengail, in a photo taken by everybody.
That's a great name.
Yeah, isn't it?
Depression.
Standing 6'7", Fruchtchen was an Arctic explorer, journalist, author, and anthropologist. He participated in several Arctic journeys, including a 1,000-mile dog sled trip across Greenland. He started an Oscar-winning film. He wrote more than a dozen books, novels, and nonfiction, including his famous book of the Eskimos. He had a peg leg.
No way.
That's baller.
I feel like every
dude
attribute he has.
Yeah, he keeps
getting
cooler.
Yeah.
He drinks Dos Equis.
So he lost his leg to frostbite in 1926.
Of course he did.
Or diabetes. He's lying.
He amputated his gangrenous toes himself.
Wow, that's so baller.
Of course.
To take a blade to yourself. Really? God damn.
He was involved in the Danish resistance against Germany. and was imprisoned and sentenced to death by the Nazis.
Before
escaping to Sweden.
No way.
Fuck yeah.
This is not real, dude.
Is he Indiana Jones?
This is real. Then studied to be a doctor at university.
Way, dude.
His Professor Awesome was his name.
His first wife was Inuit, and his second was Danish, a Danish margarine heiress.
Nice.
Okay.
He landed on his feet.
Wait, what's a margarine heiress?
Well,
she's got
that crazy margarine money, bro.
That butter money.
He landed on his foot and
butter money.
You know that butter money.
That was his best accomplishment, getting that butter money.
Yeah.
That fuck being a doctor. I got money. That butter money.
Fuck amputating my own toes.
He has golden toes now. Are you kidding me?
Okay, so he became friends with Gene Harlow and Mae West, once escaped from a blizzard shelter. Okay, but check this out. When he was in the Antarctic exploring, he got caught in a snowstorm. And he basically made this like kind of igloo-ish type thing that was his little hut that he lived in.
Okay? We know what an igloo is.
So he once escaped from a blizzard shelter by cutting his way out of it with a knife fashioned from his own feces.
This is bullshit. This is bullshit.
Oh, like a super rock-hard turd?
What, because it was frozen shit?
Frozen shit.
A sharp frozen turd.
Frozen
what a
shit.
Way to fucking go down. That's badass.
No way, dude.
I believe it. I mean, that's like some crazy old-school MacGyver stuff.
Shit. I mean, yeah, if he's living in a blizzard, he's got, what does he have on hand? Shit, because he has to shit. So
and
what are you going to use?
Food that
shit.
Helped him shit.
You're going to use your shit.
Yeah.
You got to do it. It was so cold that even inside his cabin, even with the small coal stove, the moisture in his breath condensed into the ice on the walls and ceiling.
Wow.
He kept breathing. The house got smaller and smaller.
Right.
Yeah.
Early on, he wrote that two men could not pass without brushing elbows. Eventually, after he was alone and the cold, the one factor that kept the house from growing in upon me was gone, he threw out the stove to make more room inside.
He still had a
spirit lamp for light and boiling water. Before winter and his task ended and relief came, he was sleeping inside an ice cave made of his own breath that hardly left him him room to stretch out and sleep. Peter Fortune, 6'7", lived inside the cave of his own breath.
The OG baller.
That dude Dang.
That's
is,
insane, dude.
Yes.
I wanna look
Bro,
more into this guy.
I like his look too,
this
man.
This guy's my hero.
He's got yeah, who's this? I'm gonna fucking eat you for breakfast look.
So that's his Danish wife? She doesn't look he had a Danish wife and an Inuit wife.
He looks huge too.
So it's like, is he part of the inspiration for the book Hatchet too? Like what's
maybe,
going on?
Maybe. Hatchet. It's a pretty awesome story.
It's pretty intense, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. We're gonna let you go, Duncan. We're gonna do some clips.
Later, bro.
I think we're gonna...
Can't wait.
We maybe even, like, end on clips tonight. That sounds about right. So,
clips.
Here we go.
Got
here we go.
You, fellas.
Take care, bud.
Later.
See you later. See you later. Guys, I mean, the people need it. The people want it.
Yeah, that's what they're tuning in for. Come on. They love
if
clips.
I don't provide... the audience with clips.
They revolt the next day.
Clips.
It's not pleasant.
Clips.
It's not.
So I don't want to test, you know.
We won't.
Not this week.
Test those waters.
You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby.
Clips.
You know we got them, baby. Clips.
Yeah, that was clips.
Okay.
Clips.
So
yeah.
We're going to start it off this week with...
Take us...
How to Rub Your Pumpkin 2.
Whoa, 2? When did 1 come out? Did
1 came out apparently quite a bit ago. 1 was a huge hit.
Really?
Okay.
So he had to do
How
number
long?
2.
I mean, has this been a few years since it? Is there some CGI in this one?
I'm not quite sure of the timeline,
to be honest
with you.
They got more of a budget for 2?
I know. Did they get a big name actor?
Well, it's pretty much the same video.
Oh, okay.
And I'll let our friend here describe it.
Oh, they got Hurley from Lost?
Again,
cool.
Halloween time. Ooh, spooky fun time. And I get a lot of messages about my last Halloween video. I get messages like, Casket, I rubbed the pumpkin too much and now my wife has left me. Casket, is it okay if I rub other things? Casket, I rubbed the pumpkin and now my dick is stuck in the pumpkin.
Whoa.
So I figure my last video wasn't clear enough. So here I am making another how-to video.
Okay, this clip is an hour long. Right.
Yes,
hour?
That is the point of this whole thing, is that this sick weirdo.
Does the rest of
he's obviously doing a fun thing. He's obviously doing a stupid a stupid YouTube video, right? He's trying to have fun. Yeah. Like no one can take that away from you. But this guy really I admire his dedication, because once he gets through with his little intro, you know, about what it all is,
it's very close and personal.
He then rubs a pumpkin just like this, while staring into the camera
for a full hour.
He
doesn't say a
word. He doesn't break gaze ever, and he never stops. This is the rest of the video here.
Well, fast forward. Dude, we'll jump around.
Do something with your fucking life. What are you doing?
Shit. Yeah.
It's pretty... I give him props then, too. Hell yeah.
No, fuck this guy. It's a waste of fucking time.
He blinks, right?
Who's going to watch this shit? No one's watching you. God damn it, we are.
Does his pube beard actually grow in by the end of the hour? Or
That's
fucking creep.
That's how to rub your pumpkin juice,
bro. What the fuck?
Yeah. You guys, you want some more nightmare juice?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Let's just have a double dose. Yeah.
This is Mr. Rogers in a very strange dietary decision with children.
Ugh.
I'd never seen this before. I don't know. It just seems weird. The snack that he eventually creates for the children to eat.
Is this a Marines thing?
Yeah. This is called Mr. Rogers eating a banana with cheese.
Oh, what a treat I'm having today. To open the box
and
see what's inside.
He wasn't a sniper? Seals.
No. He was never in the military. Geez. I found that out recently.
That's disappointing to me.
It was very disappointing to me. I know. This is that rumor.
Really?
I was in the Marine
Corps.
So
he's not out in a ghillie suit.
Everyone in the Marine Corps believes that. He was a Marine scout sniper in Vietnam, and he has all these confirmed kills. But
it's
not true at all. He was never in the military. I just found that out, and it was a heartbreak.
All over the place.
Now he's just not as cool.
Fuck.
Yeah, now he's just a creepy guy in a car.
He did go to Rollins, you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's a local dude. Yeah. Just like Bob Ross.
Not as cool, though.
Just like Bob Ross.
No shit.
Yeah, he's like Daytona.
Yeah, Bob Ross is from around here.
Yeah, he's around here.
I feel like they were friends.
So here's Mr. Rogers, right? He's got a box.
Open the box and see what's inside.
A bomb.
I don't remember this. Like
I remember this.
I remember. I just
come down with a box and open it and see what's inside.
He just made a song about doing everything.
It's like his lunchbox. All right. So he's got a slice. He's got a Kraft single. He's got a straight up Kraft single.
Here's one thing.
I'm gonna throw up.
They decided not to leave it in the wrapper either. It's
a floppy piece of cheese.
Floppy piece of cheese, not in the wrapper.
Who doesn't leave it in the wrapper?
Okay, guys. Like, if you guys were super hungry, right, and I came in,
and
I'm like,
just
we were super
cheese.
Poor, and if I was super poor, and I had like a thing of Kraft singles, and you would be like fine, like okay, I'd eat the one. Like if I gave you one in a wrapper, you'd be fine. If I gave you one without the wrapper,
like, what the fuck? Where'd you get this?
Like if I opened your cheese for you,
Mr. Rogers, I feel like we'd pass on
it.
We'd be like, oh, you're cool. You didn't poison that or anything.
Okay, okay. So banana.
Our parents
so here
know
we go.
We're
cheese.
Here.
We got some cheese.
Cheese.
And the banana.
Banana.
Ew, bro.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wait, what?
Oh, wait a minute. There's a note in the box, too.
It says, I will kill your family if you don't pay
$1
million.
Look at the note.
He had no respect for that cheese. He just threw it in the box.
He did.
That's disgusting.
I heard he was like that with women, too. He just fucking tossed them around.
Threw their cheese around.
Threw cheese at them.
Yeah, Fred Rogers would throw Kraft single slices at me all the time.
Cheese around peeled banana. And eat right away. Yours for treats.
Yours
CB.
For treats?
CB stands for Chef Brocket.
Okay. What?
Chef
who? Yours for treats. That's how I sign off all my emails.
So here we go.
I'm gonna peel this
cheese.
Banana.
That's your fucking signature.
Yeah. Around peeled banana. I'm gonna peel the banana first.
Peel that thing here.
Yeah, peel that.
Oh, this feels good, boys and girls.
Ooh, very ripe.
Very sexual.
Unsheathing.
No wonder kids were figuring shit out early.
It's a little green on the tip.
Yeah, it's an underripe banana.
Yeah, it really is.
This is a very, very stiff
banana. He peeled it all the way down, too.
Come on, wrap it around the fucking banana, Fred. You read the directions?
He held the banana from the very bottom and peeled it all the way down.
It's only because of his next step. It's only, he has to peel it a little bit further down as to accompany the size of the Kraft single.
All right, continue.
I'll eat right by itself.
Oh, well, let me enjoy it. Look at the Wrap the cheese around the banana. Craft single.
Here we go.
Around a banana.
Eat right away.
Oh, deep throat that,
eat.
Fred.
Ooh.
And he loves it.
Wow, Mr. Rogers can take it.
That's a cheesy banana.
Very good.
Hey, Mr. Rogers is a little bitch, dude. Like,
so he makes all the kids in his dungeon eat a fucking cheese wrapped around
it
a banana.
It puts the cheese around
eat the
cheese banana.
Around it.
It puts the cheese around the banana.
I remember
it
all
gets
the time
hose
I
again.
Had to practice before I learned how to read. But I stuck to it, just like I kept practicing the piano.
You're eating a banana and cheese, bro.
What does that have to do with anything?
I'll take the rest of this with me.
Look, he's like, I'll take the rest of this with me.
He doesn't even want that shit. He's
he
like,
never even commented on the taste. He just went, that's how I play piano.
Dude, the minute they yelled cut, he just spit it all out and then suck his finger down his throat.
It's like, CB,
he's
what's
like,
up with this shit?
Who wrote this
CB,
shit? They're fired. Get him off the show.
You're gonna make me do that. Better be Pepper Jack next time.
We talked last week.
Some fucking provolone.
We talked last week or the week before about like travel issues and shit. And this guy, I can relate to this guy. I think you can all relate to this guy. This is a dude that's got stuck with that middle seat on the airplane.
The fuck you seat?
The fuck you seat.
The elbow room seat.
And he'll explain how he's going to reclaim the armrest. And he'd tape the whole thing. It's fucking hilarious. It's one of my favorites.
What's up, Facebook? So I'm in a bathroom right now in an airplane. And I have a guy sitting next to me that thinks he owns the armrest. I'm going to go back and I'm going to try to get some video of me showing that if he wants to tussle with the muscle, he's going to get it. So I'm going to bump him off and hopefully I get it on camera.
But you've all felt that way, right? You've all known that guy. You got to bump him off.
You got to claim your stake. Everybody at least gets one armrest.
Yeah.
Sorry, bro.
This guy's sitting fucking by the window. He's got the window seat, and he's really taking up like that armrest. Like, I feel like the middle passenger. I feel like the middle passenger deserves that armrest. Like, you know, like
at
that's
least one.
Whatever.
At
man.
Least one.
At least one.
Boo.
Take it for America.
You don't agree with me, Zach, do you?
No, I do. I definitely do. It's like Tom said, you got to fight for it. I mean,
you
claim
your
stake. Like, if that dude claimed it, then you got to take it over. I mean,
it's your move.
All right, so here we go. Now he's got the, you know, he recorded that in the bathroom. He's come back. He's sitting in his seat. Dude is passed the fuck out, and he's clearly taking up the armrest, and he's kind of, you know, he's got his phone, but he's doing it like on a, you can tell he's like trying to get the right angle of the right, you know, to capture it all. And we'll see what happens.
Oh shit. So
the look is priceless.
Hey, the audacity. How dare you, sir? He's just staring.
And now
right
he's pretending he's asleep.
Yeah, deal with it.
That's awesome.
That's
the guy didn't do
awesome.
Shit.
The guy
he fucking took it over. Hey, he took the armrest with force, and I respect
like,
that.
He just went boom, boom. It's as if he's like he faked like he went to sleep and just kind of did the
whatever.
Whole, like,
he could play that off. Yeah, that was smart.
Yeah, that's the way.
Yeah,
you
what
do
are you gonna
it.
Do? Wake him up? Like, don't be an asshole.
Yeah, come on.
You got the fucking window to lay on, dude. You got.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he's
you
like,
you have an armrest to your right.
I do feel you have the ability for the lean on the window. So,
you got the lean.
That is, you know.
And if you're on the aisle, you got the one leg.
But the middle guy, come on, man. You're like coffining him, you know? Like, don't. It's not fair to do that.
I had it both ways, fucking middle guy. Yeah. Because I let
you. Now, do you do the.
You let her window both ways?
What's that?
You let your wife window both ways.
Well, because we had
you're
a
such
connect.
A gentleman.
That's we had very gentlemanly. No. Here's what happened. I mistakenly I was a little hungover the day we left Denver, so I didn't. I'm like, okay, let me get in the morning on the first flight. Let me get that window seat.
Oh, you had multiple flights to break it up,
right? But so then she got the next one. She got two.
Okay.
Like on that trip, and I got the one, and then
she
got the better.
Okay,
am
I an asshole? Because when we flew out to Denver, Hannah got the window, but flying back, I got the window. It's 50-50.
No, that should have been.
Is that an asshole move?
And that was, no, it isn't.
No,
it
no,
isn't.
No, no.
All right.
All the, I've just screwed myself because she got the longer right, of the flights.
You
like,
played
I,
yourself.
I got like the two, yeah, the 2 minutes of it. So, whatever. we got this thing that's never going to ever work as a thing, but Pizza Hut are doing in the UK. Oh. 3 million pizzas are ordered in the UK every year or something. Quite one in five people have a tattoo.
What?
But
what? If,
but now we're going to introduce the first pizza ordering tattoo. So it's like a temporary tattoo.
That's an ugly ass tattoo.
With a QR code and NFC technology. It's pre-programmed to know your favorite pizza. And then,
are you that much of a person that you're set in your ways that you order the same pizza every time?
You can tap your smartphone onto your pizza arm tattoo, and then you can get a new Pizza Hut pizza.
Can it but be any tattoo you want?
No, it's a temporary
sticker. It's what they make. It's a pizza tattoo.
It's a fucking sticker.
It's a barcode.
Yeah, it's a sticker that you stick
like
on
you
your
said,
arm.
It's a fucking QR code.
That's not a real thing.
That upsets
it
me.
It is. It's a real thing that they're doing.
This is why you lost the Revolutionary War, man. Because you guys had this kind of shit in the box.
Whatever. It's not the UK.
America
it's
was
pizza
like,
Hut.
Fuck yeah, but I'm saying the ingenuity, man. The fucking, you know, the gumption.
That is really the dumbest shit.
That's dumb as fuck.
It's probably the dumbest shit I've seen in a while, right? Is there a beer in there?
This
Zach?
Is why Brexit happens, people. You do dumb shit like that. You do some dumb Pizza Hut tattoo shit.
All right. I will say this is
the only
something...
reason I ever got tattoos because I was hoping one day I could get one where that I could order pizza with.
Right. Ty's gonna get a Taco Bell one because
there's
his
not
butt
a
cheek.
Million other ways to order a fucking pizza.
Ty's gonna be like, roll me over, scan my butt cheek, get me some Taco Bell.
It knows.
You know,
Gordita Crunch.
You know, I'm a big fan of like office parties, right? And like how
are you?
Oh man, office parties and when they do like all the cool stuff that they do, you
some
know, like
there are. That's a good time.
Does
office
yeah.
party,
especially when they do like songs and stuff, you know?
Does the factory put on a good party?
No, it's nothing like that. Check this out. This is the Seneca Library holiday song. And this is what we're going to close clips out with
song.
This week. It's pretty rad. It's from the 90s here. So it's the Seneca Library.
Mark here.
Hey.
Yeah, we do bookings.
Sorry, it's so small. But
yes, yeah, we got that one. One sec. Okay, what was your name?
So they got this whole, you know, music video that's going to happen right now. This is the
dude,
beginning.
The production value.
Yeah.
Dude, that put that MS DOS though.
regular guy at work right now.
What is that? Windows 98.
Okay, thank you very much for using AV services. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Uh
oh. Yeah. Well, this guy comes up. Check this out.
Thank you. Oh shit! That cutaway though.
Scan his library card. Beep. Some pretty sweet tunes. Already have.
To back to February 15th.
It's the blue mix.
Walking through the front door.
Whoa.
And you need a place to
Whoa.
Go.
Oh, I want to turn it up.
Yeah.
You head up to the second floor where the pace is nice and slow.
This is the library.
I'm loving it.
The library.
You got everything you need.
Shh.
And things you haven't thought of yet.
What? Oh, that's good.
If you need a place to be.
Guys, smile.
This is a good representation of the library.
Best bet.
Library. Yeah.
I'd fuck this.
Oh,
rent a video, come on.
You better bring it back on time.
No other place to
a nonfiction section is real sexy.
This guy seems to be the Kanye West behind it all, though. He's like wrote it all. He's performing in it.
Oh yeah, he shot this video while all these people working at the library weren't really paying attention. They were just doing their jobs.
Yeah, and
he's
just
like
posted himself in front of all the
yeah.
They were like, "Greg, can you please get to work? All you've been doing is creeping everybody out."
Wait till you see this video.
I'm stocking books while I'm doing it, man.
You'll see at the holiday
right
party.
After this
you
was released.
Bitch.
I just updated the card catalog.
The card catalog.
This is pretty
This
awesome.
Library is nothing without me.
library.
Yeah, what other library can you go to and have a this dope much fucking video. Soul?
Dude.
I like it.
Seneca,
I like
it, dude. Except where is in this the library?
It's Seneca. Probably what? Seneca? Is there Seneca in New
That's
York?
It's like Northeast, right?
Seneca
like
New
a
York?
Northeast bullshit city.
Yeah, these are weird people. This sounds about right. Let's make an Orlando library song. Let's echo back.
Clips.
Smells like hey. This. Clips.
Ah, you got them. You got some. They were clips.
You got them. It's clips.
Claps.
Clips. About right.
Epic.
Hey.
Pretty epic.
Sum it up.
I ever told you about how I get aggravated by people with long teeth?
Long teeth.
No. Yeah. Like long in the tooth kind of thing?
There's long teeth. Like physically
Describe
long
teeth. Like real, like horsey teeth?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know
big,
people that have
big teeth.
Teeth
in
yeah,
general.
Big like, teeth. Like they have lots of spate. Like it's a big tooth.
I just feel like they're, Fat in teeth. General, like the fact that they have those, they're more annoying. Like they're automatically like
chiclet
more...
teeth. Big yeah. teeth.
I know exactly what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, like you talk too much. You're just a loud mouth. You just you got big
and
teeth.
You got big teeth.
And your teeth are yeah. too big.
And they're so big. They're too
like,
big.
Make your teeth smaller, and we can talk.
Yeah.
Can have a real conversation.
Also, yeah. I worked with a guy though that had super small teeth. Weird as fuck.
Baby,
too.
Like little
really?
Baby teeth.
Baby teeth.
That's
yeah.
that's creepy. That's not yeah. that's creepy. The big teeth
he
are just
was
like
bit,
ah, you're weird. You look weird, freak.
He was a bit methy. I don't know.
Oh, so those might have been fakies.
I don't know. He looked like
I always have a hard time spotting the fake the teeth, you know, the fake teeth. I'm surprised. What are you rubbing, bro?
I'm looking all over for the other
yeah,
habaneros.
I thought he was rubbing himself. I'm like, damn,
he's jacking
dude.
Off a plastic
that
bag.
That Seneca Library
there.
Song got Ty all
Seneca
wet.
Seneca Library, yeah. It's a fake teeth.
Habanero Slim.
Getting long in the tooth for my
Wait,
is habanero
that what you were doing?
Slim.
You're
That's
looking
all he
wants. He's got he's, the Slim Jim fever.
I don't know
I
where
I can't
it
believe
went.
You've held out he's this long. He's playing with his plastic bag.
He's feeling for Slim Jims.
Ty, you are the worst.
Did the hospital teach you nothing?
Big yeah. teeth got him hyped up. He's like, I gotta eat. Got a little.
Shut your fucking mouth!
There it is.
It's been
yeah.
a while.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Got it. Yeah. Nailed it. All right. You want to do something fun?
Sure.
We're gonna sign off a little bit with this. All right. It's a little. Throwback to our old Urban Diction
oh,
days.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
Diction.
That?
Right. Oh, baby.
So we got this new book.
Yeah.
From a fantastic friend.
Mark's, is that Mark's gift?
Courtesy yeah. of Mark.
Yeah,
yeah,
Mark.
Yeah.
From and the Waxing Lyrical Podcast.
Here's the new game. Here's what happens. Basically, it's a flip to random page. I'll read one, and then we each, the four of us read one each night, all right? We can take a look. I can take a look real quick. Okay, here. Let's go with, all right. A Bars Mallow.
A Bars Mallow.
You guys don't know what a Bars Mallow
is. Is it anything like
Mallow.
A snack lifter?
Bars Mallow.
Mallow.
B-A-R-S-E-M-A-L-O-O-W.
Mallow is usually good. It's like a marshmallow.
Okay.
Something squishy.
So, something with nougat.
I'm going burnt marshmallow.
I like that, dude.
What I'm getting from this book right now is that it's a light pink fluffy substance that forms spontaneously in a salad dodger's taint.
Salad dodger's I feel like we need to refer taint. A lot. Refer to a lot of those other definitions.
I even so feel like those needed definitions.
Yeah. It's a puffy. It's well, yeah. You can re. You can then reference, you know, salad dodger later in the book if you'd like. If we need to, we can do that.
Oh, are they all like asterisks?
Oh, I'm sure it's in here. I mean, it was.
This book is a maze.
Wow,
yeah, yeah,
I love
it. It's salad dodger. Jesus, I can't even pronounce that word. A continuous epithet for a fat epithet for a fat bastard. One who ate.
Oh,
at,
okay.
One who
oh,
okay.
had
yeah.
a sidesteps the one who sidesteps the lettuce and the celery and head straight for the pork and pies.
Okay, sure.
This is a fat bastard. So basically,
very specific. Yeah.
So basically, what we just learned was what was the word? Bars Mallow is the substance the fluffy substance that forms spontaneously in a fat bastard's tank.
Okay.
So we just figured it out.
I got that visual.
There you go. Here you go, Zach.
All right, what
you're
you
up
got?
Next. You gotta. All
right, nice. So next word from Rogers Profanosaurus.
Yeah, yeah.
With a forward by Terry Jones. All right. I'm going with the first thing I see, which, okay, egg bound.
Egg bound.
It's an adjective. You are egg bound.
Egg bound.
Or, I'm not feeling it.
That egg bound fucker.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just trying to use it in a sentence.
I'm not sure eggs are...
Okay, egg bound. It means blocked of dung funnel. Or constipated.
Okay.
Oh,
you are egg-bound.
Oh, I'm egg-bound. I can't shit.
You know what I mean. We all get egg-bound time and again, right?
That's a good one.
That's not a good time being egg-bound.
That's a good one.
All right. Tom, what you got?
From Rogers, Profantosaurus. Okay. Let's go for it. Bam. Okay. Farting crackers. I mean, it sounds pretty explanatory.
Okay, you're dehydrated, right? And you're farting, and your farts are so dry.
They're good farts, though.
Farting they're good farts, crackers. But they're dry, dehydrated farts. And they're just like a... It's like the you're farting a cracker.
I think they're like quick little, like little...
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. As in the writing here, when invited to a black tie function, the correct mode of attire for gentlemen would be... white dress shirt and collar, cummerbund, black shoes, black dinner jacket, and corresponding farting crackers. From Debrett's Guide to Etiquette by Buckridge Pottinger. I don't understand a goddamn word.
What the fuck is a fart cracker?
I feel like it's some kind of accessory. I
feel like that one might have been an inside joke. Give me another one.
It's like cufflinks, okay, you know, your fart right, cracker.
Moving on. Yeah. Sorry, that one didn't work. Hungry arse.
Alright, that's a chick that, I mean.
Does she have a small ass? A chick with a small ass? It's hungry, you know?
I feel like.
Hungry arse.
She's a hungry arse.
She likes anal? I mean,
okay.
We're going there. We're going anal.
It says, condition afflicting women whereby their bills disappear up the crack of their humma as they walk.
I think I'm right. That means small ass.
I think, I think he took that one. Yeah. That's good.
Got it. Ty, it's all
I'm
you.
I'm totally winning.
I'll be goddamned.
Versus, what is this?
You'll be farting crackers.
What is this product?
What is this game?
I'm winning products right now.
No one knows.
Products.
Go ahead, Ty.
Own up.
I feel like you owe some money, so own up to what you fucking did. I'll kill you. Own up.
It's kind of gangster. Last thing you say before you kill someone.
Yeah, it's kind of gangster.
It's a verb, of course, in breaking company situation to identify oneself as the benefactor.
Okay. Own up, dog.
Own up.
Well, that was easy. Shit.
That was like a proper one.
That one.
Bullshit.
I feel like we learned something.
Throw a fuck in there or something.
Come on.
If you're fucking,
you know there's a better one.
Pyroflatulate.
Okay. What, light your farts on fire?
Yeah. That makes sense to me. Yeah,
to light one's farts. I just felt like saying pyroflatulate.
Light them up! Pyroflatulate.
I've never heard the term, so I'm glad to put a term to the activity.
Isn't that what we kind of did all night? We lit some farts on fire.
It's what we call the show when we're not on the show.
Yeah. Fart lighting.
This one's also good. Pythagoras piss.
It's good.
The piss performed with one's forehead propped against the lavatory wall. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The body, got to form the hypotenuse of the right angled triangle.
Makes sense.
Oh, I gotcha.
Makes sense.
Science.
Yeah. Exactly. Makes sense. Science, yeah. It's clever. It's clever.
Wow.
Yeah. It's very.
We have Rogers all been educated tonight.
I think we're safe to get out of here, boys.
Yeah, man.
I am tired. I'm ready to get out of here. What are we? All right. I need to find some tunes to go out
find
on
some
here.
Tunes.
You know what we should do? One that we talked all over. We'll probably just play this again. Why not, right? We'll play this one, and we'll go out on it.
Take us out.
It's nice to support some local artists.
This is American Party Machine again?
It's
great guest on the showcase, Volume 3. They kicked it.
Go back and listen to it if you haven't heard it yet.
Go to the show.
We're going to release these, obviously, as two separate episodes. It's been a fun evening, you know?
As always.
It's always been good.
What do we expect? Come on.
And
it's Thursday, baby.
It's Thursday. We'll see you next week. Meantime, fucking dreams and
eat a bag of dicks, bro.
Chew them, baby.
Eat a bag of dicks. Fucking dreams.
Facebook.com/group/show-no-radio-show. Get in that bitch, motherfucker.
Yeah, you need it. We got Tuesday Terribles in the house now.
Yeah, I do. I dig.
That hashtag is on fire.
I also got a plan for a ton of new merch and shit. So stick around for next week. When I say I got a plan, we got a plan.
A serious plan.
So coming out soon, we're going to be doing that.
Fuck your dreams.
Eat a bag of dicks.
Hey. And Parker Paramore, thanks for sticking around. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Later.